Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 18, we were taught that as a Christian, we should always strive to know God better. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, as we go on, we'll also see that David knows that he's going to replace King Saul. But he doesn't come up with a plan for Saul to step down early. He doesn't come up with a plan. He just waits on God to open the door. And you know, if David had tried to force it, you know, God wouldn't have honored that. Remember? David had a chance two different times in the cave to kill Saul and to try to move in and become king. And it did not happen because David said that he would not touch the Lord's anointed. Oh, I've seen men that have been an assistant pastor or worked in the ministry, and they really wanted to take it over and tried to force a takeover, and it didn't happen. And they go bad, and they go away, and they're angry at that preacher. They're angry at that, and they wanted to move in on a ministry they had not built and take it over because they knew what was right and the other people didn't know what was right. Well, my friend, when those things happen, it starts in jealousy. They want something that someone else has, and then when they don't get it, wrath is the next step. Now we see a third spirit here. We'll see that in verse 12 and verse 15 and verse 29 when we get to them. And that spirit is a spirit of fear. Now we know by the word of God in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So that's what God gives us. David behaved himself wisely, and the Lord was with him. Now, don't forget, David wrote the 23rd Psalm, and so many of those psalms were born when he was out there tending sheep. David was a man who meditated in the Word of God and in the things of God. When we get the book of Proverbs, we know that whether it was David or Solomon, the Holy Spirit gave all the words. But some of the words that Solomon wrote down that were given him by the Holy Spirit of God were the words, "My father taught me." And my friend, many of those things that David in his walk with God was able to pass on to Solomon. And because of that, David behaved himself wisely. He walked with God, got to know God personally, got to know his word, and the Lord was with him. And my friend, as a Christian, well, that's the first step for you as a Christian. Get in the Word of God. Get to know God more than ever before. You know, I'm always amazed when I read Philippians 3:8-10, and Paul says that I may know him in verse 10. That I may know him? I mean, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Paul went through all of these sufferings, these terrible things that happened to Paul. And he says that I may know him. You would think that somebody that was beaten 5 times with a whip, receiving 39 stripes each time, that was beaten with rods 3 different times, that was in prison after prison, that was in a shipwreck, was among robbers, among thieves, and a host of other things happened to him. He'd been stoned. You'd think a person like that would know the person he's that all that's happening to him for. But my friend, it's not that Paul didn't know the Lord. It was he wanted to know the Lord so much more intimately and personally. And that's why he speaks of knowing not only the power of his resurrection, but the fellowship of his sufferings, of Christ's sufferings, and been made conformable unto the death of Christ. And so Paul wanted to know the Lord Jesus all that he could. And my friend, we see here, here's this man, David, who behaves wisely because he knows the Lord is with him. But the fact that he behaved wisely tells us this. He not only studied the Word to get to know the Word and to get to know the Lord, but in that he behaved wisely, he obeyed the Word. You see, if you're not out going to go out and soul win, you're not moral, you're not going to be separated from worldliness and sin, you're not going to be separated from false doctrine, you're not going to be a witness for the Lord, you're not going to be faithful to your church when the doors are open, you're not going to be there at the revival meetings and so forth, then my friend, you're not right with God, and the spirit of fear will come upon you. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 5, we read this, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." And my friend, you're not trusting God if you're not obedient to do the things that you know that you're supposed to do. You know one of the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That last one, temperance, has a double meaning. It means doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. It also means not doing what you're not supposed to do. Okay? That's what temperance is. A lot of people define it as self-control. I have a tendency to define it as controlled, completely resigned control to God, to His Word. But in either case, it comes out doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, not doing what you're not supposed to do. So if the doors are open, you're supposed to be in God's house. There's things that are sinful going on around you. You separate from them. That's just God's way. He obeyed the Lord. Now, let me just say this as well. At the outset of this message, I know it's past that day now, but I think this was probably at least 2 to 3 days ago, that I shared with you that when I started this message recording for radio, it was June the 26th, 2013. And I told you how the Supreme Court had just made these terrible decisions and how we need to be a witness to those guys. And we do. We are in the world, but not of the world. So we don't back off speaking against sin. As a matter of fact, we don't back off what the Lord told us not to back off of. Do you realize that the Bible says several things about naming people? Well, as soon as you start to name people or you point out false doctrine, false things that are against the Word of God, people come right off the bat and say you're unloving, you're angry, you're all of this and all that. But that's not what God says. Yes, you have to mention names, but you make sure that you mention the sin. You also try to pray for that person's repentance. But you also talk to that person. Now, we live in a day when it's popular to blog and write about people without going to the person. And I think that you send letters. If you live in another city, you can either telephone, you can email, you can text, or whatever it is you do. But get in touch with that person and talk to them instead of blabbing it out over the internet. That doesn't make you spiritual to do so. Now, the next spirit that we see, besides we had this one of jealousy, then wrath, and then fear, the next spirit is that spirit of lying. And we'll see that verses 17 through 19. I remember in Micaiah's day among the prophets. Remember there were 400 prophets that prophesied and told Ahab when they were talking about should we go to war or not. And there the righteous king of Judah was there with him, Jeroboam. And he's saying, boy, I don't know if I should go or not. And Jeroboam is there a prophet of God, you know, and they bring these 400 guys out, and they say, oh, go, you're going to have victory and all this. And then for some reason or another, and Jeroboam never catches on to it, but Jeroboam is troubled. He says, do you have any other prophets besides these? Something in Jeroboam's spirit told him, there's something wrong with these men that are called men of God, that are called prophets of God. I don't have peace. He said, you have anybody else? And King Ahab said, oh, this guy Micaiah, he's locked up because he never says anything good about me. And we got a lot in our fundamental churches now. They're saying that somebody like Micaiah, he's just an angry man. He's a bad preacher. He's a bad Christian. He's, you know, why do they get upset over the Micaiahs, but not the 400 prophets of God that are lying, that are false, that are wrong? Makes you wonder, does it not? Maybe they love this present world, and so they depart from the apostles. Now, if you walk with God, though, this is going to happen. Well, Micaiah comes out. He tells the truth. One of the prophets of God slaps him in the face. King Ahab says, put him on bread and water, and I come back, we'll deal with him. I like Micaiah's answer. He is so trusting, and he knows God's word is sure. He knows God's word is so sure, and he said, well, King, if you come back, then my prophecy was wrong. But it's God's prophecy, not mine, so you're not coming back. You need to know that you are not coming back. And Ahab didn't. But the point I want to make is that if you don't walk with God, if you don't resist the devil, if you don't meditate in and obey his word and seek to be holy and acceptable in his sight, you too, I don't care if you are a preacher, here was 400 preachers in Micaiah's day, you too can be deceived by a lying spirit, especially about spiritual matters. Especially if you have an emotional-based religion. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now that sounds like militancy, doesn't it? A militant fundamentalist, he wrestles against those devil spirits. But they wrestle against him too.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.